Introduction 1.
In today's session, we're going to look at how enterprise evolves, how entrepreneurs take their ideas and business resources and bring the two together to try to become a success in the business world. Now, an entrepreneur is a person with a great talent in coming up with ideas and seeing how they can be turned into business opportunities and finally, business activity. So what is this process, you might ask, that begins with an idea and ends with a business? Well, today's session will explain the stages in this process. I hope by the end of it, you will have a clear picture of how these things progress. I shall use an example of a famous Greek entrepreneur to make things easy to understand.
Introduction 2.
Hi, everyone. At the most simple level of understanding managing business, we have to understand basic business resources, commonly known as factors of production. In today's lecture, we shall classify these and explain what each one is. The factors of production are land, labor, capital, and enterprise. The last of these is where management acts as an entrepreneur. Well, let's get started, shall we? Okay. Land is not simply the location where a business sets itself up. What is meant by the word land here is more than land itself or physical premises. It might also include natural resources. Such resources are also classified, usually into two categories that you have probably already guessed. Yes, that's right. Renewable and non-renewable.
Introduction 3.
Okay, are we all ready? Right, I'll begin. This afternoon's topic is entrepreneurship, and I'm going to focus on the advantages and disadvantages of being an entrepreneur. Coming up with ideas is a fairly easy thing to do, and many people do it every day. Turning such ideas into a business is much harder. This is what entrepreneurs do. Today, we are going to look at the pluses and the minuses of being an entrepreneur.
Introduction 4.
Okay, settle down, everyone. Thank you. I want to start by asking you to think about leadership and management. Are they the same? Do all leaders necessarily have authority? What do you think? In fact, no, they don't. Some leaders are not good managers. Some managers are very poor leaders. Today, we're going to look at one kind of leader, the charismatic leader. We'll see what happens when a leader is charismatic. We shall also look at a trend from what is called transactional management to transformational management and see what the effects are. I'll tell you what these mean shortly. But first, there has been a great deal of academic thinking on leadership in the last 100 years. And these areas have brought about a huge change to what we understand as good management. In today's lecture, I shall explore the consequences of these changes. What has all this brought about?
Introduction 5.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are going to examine leadership more closely. There are two typical concerns that leaders may have, and we are going to look for differences between these concerns. They are called concern for people and concern for production, or to some people orientation versus task orientation. The idea of viewing the leader's orientation in this way comes from two writers from the 1960s, Blake and Mouton. It has become a fundamental way of seeing management and leadership ever since. Basically, you need to construct a grid with production across the top and people up the left side. You've got high in the top left corner and low in the bottom left corner. You've got another high in the top right corner. Okay, so for example, leadership in the top right of the grid has a high concern for people and a high concern for production.
Introduction 6.
Thanks for coming to my presentation. The faculty asked me here today as a guest lecturer to give you my thoughts on a simple question. Well, it's perhaps a simple question, but the answer is not quite so simple. The question is, what qualities does an entrepreneur have? Or, what makes an entrepreneur tick? And they asked me because of my success in founding and developing my online travel agency, which now provides, in 25 countries, not just flights and hotels, but insurance and a whole suite of other travel-related services as well. Well, what makes people like me tick? Okay, let's take a look and find out.